Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Mighty Medallion Game.
Oh, yeah, mighty.
That was like a half macho man, half yawn.
Yeah. It's 6:26. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges, especially for the weekend. Delicious Bud Light, the Bud Next, neutrals, all sorts of great products for you when you're thirsty, so you won't be thirsty.
Super
anymore.
Crisp, super clean. They're all, dude, they're fantastic. I'm telling you.
Fantastic.
It's going to be the summer pick. Hey, real quick, before I get into these, I'm going to skip scores. I got a quick question. 925-WIRX, if anybody out there knows the answer to this, how is this possible? I just saw this on Reddit. The caption reads, hockey has to be the only sport where a referee can make a play and everyone is cool. Everything is cool. And basically what happens, the puck goes to the corner. Referee's in the corner. There's nobody around, but there's a guy kind of skating towards him. And he kicks the puck towards him. Like, nobody says anything. You just keep going. It's kind of interesting. It's the only sport where I'm like, yeah, you're right. It's like the referee can interfere with the play.
I don't know if I know enough of hockey to say whether I like that or not. I mean, I guess it's probably,
see,
it's not, I'm
and
sure
like
it's not
nobody
a new
cared.
Thing.
Like it's like everybody around was, you know, it's like a normal thing. I've never seen it though.
Yeah.
It was very interesting to me. So
must
if
be
anybody
one of
knows
those.
Like, is that a rule? Is it just common rule?
Like an unwritten rule of hockey or something? I don't know.
Right. Any other sport, referee does anything. Yeah. A referee dunks a basketball.
Kill him!
Boom!
Yeah.
That'd be sweet, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Anyway, more hockey. Listen to this, man. Ryan Hartman of the Minnesota Wild flipped off Evander Kane of the Edmonton Oilers Tuesday night. He was fined $4,250 by the NHL for the gesture. Fans of the Wild and supporters of other teams as well, along with Kane's ex-wife, took it upon themselves to send Harmon money to pay for his fine. All this support had a lot to do with how much people in the sport dislike Evander Kane for many reasons. Ends up being even happier ending when Hartman announced he's going to donate thousands of dollars that he got from it to Children's Hospital of Minnesota. Prominent children's hospital, like I said, in the area. Dude, it's pretty wild. Talk about turning the tables on the NHL. And Evander Kane, really. You know, I'm going to flip somebody off. Everybody's going to hop on board and give me the money. So,
I mean, anyway, I flip someone off and nothing good comes from it. Usually I just get flipped off back, you know. So, I think someone wins here. That's good.
Here's another interesting part of that story. Is you can fight in hockey. As soon as you flip somebody off, man.
That's it.
That's off limits.
That's, yeah.
You serious?
Come
can't
on
flip
now.
Anybody off of here. That's ridiculous.
How dare you? I don't think flipping off is bad. It's just a finger, you know?
Just a finger.
Yeah. Like, I'm flipping you off right now,
Hunter. Because it depends on, like, what kind of flip off it is.
No, it doesn't matter. You can flip off a child. You can flip off grandma. It's just a finger. Everyone needs to calm down, all right?
Calm down.
Maybe the world...
See, there's, like, an aggressive flip off where you're like, oh...
Like it's like in that video, of the two old guys just flipping each other off aggressively across the street. Like, it's just a finger, but it's a nice way to show someone. It's better than shouting. It's better than shouting obscenities, right?
Does anybody do the thumb out anymore?
No, I don't. I think that's too much. I see. I like having the thumb down because then you get the hold on you get the hold on the index finger, and that really protrudes the middle finger. You know.
Yeah. Well, enough talking about the middle finger in sports.
Real quick. Think about how cool it would be. How cool it would be if, like, you got your wide receiver. All right, you bomb a football, and then instead of getting the peace sign into the end zone, he's giving the middle finger. Yeah, right.
And then everybody in the audience is flipping everybody.
Right.
Off.
I think we should allow it. I think it's a nice way, or a more polite way. Instead of just shouting obscenities, you just let the finger do the talking.
Hey, we'll let you break the ice on that one. Let us know how it goes, okay? Just start flipping people up, bro.
Next Zoom meeting, I'm just going to flip everyone off. Like, hey,
you got a black eye. What happened?
Trying something out, man. Just say it. It'll catch on.
Hey, real quick, you know what? Do your Tom story. Because I got like three more stories, but it's 6:31.
The Tom story is that guy who bought the supposed final touchdown ball from Tom Brady for $518,000.
Yeah, yeah. And then Tom unretired, right?
The next day, not even 24 hours later. Well, the guy is off the hook. He was able to make a deal with the seller, and the sale is off. He might have to pay the seller a fee, but if so, it wouldn't be much. That ball is this now just Brady's 624th touchdown pass, and experts say it's only worth around $50,000.
Only $50,000.
What do you think about this?
Here's the thing. He hasn't thrown another touchdown yet.
It's true.
Dude, what if he just shows up and he's like, he just lost his mojo, you know, like Space Jam. Dude, he sucks, never throws another touchdown.
What about this? He gets Joe Theismann and breaks his leg on the first play.
You know?
Think about it. It could happen.
It could happen. So I was under the assumption that Tom bought that ball back.
No. Nope. It was with the seller. So he made a deal. Well, because it does make sense for the seller. He's like, okay, look, man, you're off the hook. I'll sell this ball for $50,000, whatever. Of course, I don't know. The seller could have been a dick and be like, no, you owe me $518,000.
Wow.
Or maybe it's some auction place and they're trying to save. I don't know, but
it's that something. Guy. It's got to be like, I don't know, maybe some insurance money going around or something.
That
I
guy is know. Probably breathing a huge sigh of relief, man.
Yeah, no kidding, though. No kidding, dude. Ball went from gold to a turd.
Do you think he's mad at Tom Brady? He's like, F that Tom Brady, man. Seriously?
Dude, when that came out that day, that dude's his stomach dropped.
Yeah. Yeah.
His whole family's stomach dropped. Yeah. Like, wait, what? He unretired?
Hey, Judd. Judd, get in here.
You sold that ball, right?
You watch ESPN? Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez, dude.
Yeah.
Better sell it before somebody finds out, dude.
But it looks like he's off the hook, so not too bad. Not too
bad.
There
you go. $500,000 down to $50,000.
Man.
There you go, man. I got a lot more stories coming up. Baseball next hour, more pro football news, and much more.
All right. So. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. Right.